in Ezekiel 28, it says that Lucifer was restricted from the stones of fire. That event is tied to his fall from glory. And you have to ask yourself, well, what are these stones of fire? You know, people just read over that. I don't know if they're thinking, you know, maybe there's this garden and there's these little glowing pebbles and he's walking along and these are the stones of fire, you know, but I really don't think it means that. This has to do with his fall from glory. This is a big thing, these stones of fire. I think they're solar systems, and I think that his kingdom spans many solar systems into heaven.
Do you have any other theologians who agree with you on this, or are you out there all by yourself?
I don't really know. I know that there's a lot of Christians that agree with me. I can't say if I got a whole lot of theologians that do. I can tell you Finis Dake was, he's no longer alive, but he wrote his book back in the 1950s, and he would probably agree with me. He founded a theological seminary, so he was no slouch. Chuck Missler,
he's been on the program.
They would also probably agree with most of what I say, perhaps not all of it, but I did mail him a copy of my book. I never heard back from him.
Okay, eventually I want to get back to this Antichrist theory of yours, because that's basically what we're building up to here. So they're here. What's their purpose then, and where did they go, or are they still here?
Depends on who all you're talking about when you say we're, because we're not talking about just one group.
How many?
Aliens is an extremely broad term. The Bible uses several terms to refer to beings that are not from Earth. I'll give you an example.
And we also have to distinguish from those south of the border.
Yeah. The Bible talks about the hosts of heaven. That's a term that's mentioned 18 times in the Old Testament, once in the New Testament. The hosts of heaven are beings that might not be angels. Some of them are probably just like us, because Satan was running all around the universe, deceiving everything and everybody that was out there. Not all of them were angels yet. In researching this, I just found so much stuff out. Angels, where do they come from? The Bible doesn't actually tell you when the angels were created, but in actuality, it sort of does, because humans will be angels one day. In Revelation 19:10, there's an angel that the Apostle John's talking to in the highest heaven. Turns out that angel was once a prophet. So people become angels, and Jesus said that we will become angels. So angels started out as beings just like Adam and Eve. They needed something like the fruit from the tree of life in order to stay alive. They were only pseudo-immortal. They weren't fully immortal. So there's beings out all over in the universe, and many of them were deceived just like us. So you have beings that are just like us, and they're developing technology, and they want to come here.
And you think their intentions are good, or are they behind, let's say, some of these abductions?
It depends. It depends.
Depends on what?
Some of them, I think, they want to know about salvation, because get a load of this scripture.
Don't worry about the scripture right now. What's their big plan here?
Well, there's a scripture that tells us that Jesus, what he did on the cross, was to reconcile those who are on earth with God and also those who are in the heavens with God. And there's no logical explanation for that scripture other than to suggest that there's life out in the heavens that still need reconciliation with God.
I know, but are they behind, let's say, the alien abductions? If it's happening at all?
I would say no, because alien abductions are strictly, they're just wrong.
What do you mean they're wrong?
Kidnapping, that's a felony.
Who's going to charge an extraterrestrial with a felony?
If they're intelligent, if they're halfway intelligent, that they would know that that is a torturous, extremely painful and traumatic experience. And
so you think they're benevolent, John. That's my take here.
The ones that are doing the abduction stuff are incredibly evil.
But who are they?
I would say that the majority of them are fallen angels. But all of them that are coming here are not fallen angels. Some of them are coming here and they're wanting to know about salvation. Others are coming here because they're curious, just like us.
And are others feeding us information and technology?
Yes. But the Bible tells us enough to know that the majority of them that are coming here are bad. And in fact, a lot of them actually live here right above our heads in a realm known as the first heaven. So the entire earth is surrounded by another realm known as the first heaven. It's in another dimension, but it's every bit as real as ours. And it's ruled by beings that are primarily fallen angels that are governing this whole world. Lucifer's a global dictator on that world, on that higher realm right above our heads. But he doesn't rule the whole thing because there are certain angels, such as the Archangel Michael, which are also in power and sort of keep things in check.
Who's winning this war then, John?
That's kind of a no-brainer. The only reason Satan can do anything at all is because God lets him. And it's a timetable that he can't escape from as much as he would love to. But God knows the full plan. Satan doesn't. And it's just something that's playing out because it's all part of God's plan.
So where's the Antichrist come into this?
Okay, let's drop back to Genesis chapter 6.
No. Let's just tell me about the Antichrist. I don't want to keep quoting from Scripture here.
Okay. In the past, you had these beings coming from other worlds mating with humans. And the Bible says that these angels that were committing this sin were thrown down into Tartarus. But interestingly, one angel who did not commit this sin, who you would have expected to commit this sin, was Lucifer himself. He is free as a bird. And the question is why? He purposely withheld himself from having a child. And it is my conviction that he will most likely use this as his last trump card and have a biological child. And that biological child will be a Nephilim, and he will be the Antichrist.
And when could this happen?
It may have already happened.
Well, some think it might have. You think this person's roaming the planet now?
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
As a kid or as a grown adult?
Most likely a grown adult.
But not aware that he or she is the Antichrist?
Probably not until he has a life-changing experience. Then, even then, I don't know if he's going to know about being the Antichrist, but he'll think that he's Christ in any case.
Well, you know, I look at a number of different prospects and candidates out there now, John, and I wonder, you know, is this the one? Is this the one? Who knows?
Yeah.
What is going to be the exact sign that someone like you would say, this is the person?
Well, we're given a pinpointed location. He's going to come from the ancient Assyrian quadrant of the Grecian-Roman Empire, or the Grecian Empire, after Alexander the Great died, and that area is modern-day Syria or Lebanon. And since the Bible calls him the Assyrian in the Book of Isaiah, then he'll probably most likely come from Syria.